to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
A lot of you are wondering what the rules are going to be for that match. Well, I talked to Stephanie McMahon and Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan, and we decided what's good for the men is good for the women, so the same rules apply, which means the women are going to have 30 entrants that come into that ring. Right here.
This is Cowboy James Storm, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 6th. No, seriously, it is. It's January 6th. It's a new year. We haven't talked since 2017. Long time no talk, folks. We're back. Okay, it was a week ago. Real quick, holidays today. It's Bean Day. Cuddle up day after Bean Day. Yeah, you just may want to be careful about that. And it's Feast of Epiphany Day, Three Kings Day. Welcome to the holidays, the first holiday group of 2018. Big Pain Clinic happy birthday shout out goes to former WWE Women's Cruiserweight as well as 2016 WWE Hall of Famer Jackie Moore. And notice I didn't put her date of her age down. She's older than me. All right, the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us January 20th for UFC 220 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, as well as Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Be hosted by us. We have drink specials all night long. And believe it or not, last weekend was UFC 219. And what a miserable night it was Saturday night. Remember how bad that was out there? We had a really good crowd. We had a really tight, loud crowd for a great night at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. I want to thank everybody who came out there. I'm not sure how Saloon did, but I know the Garage Door had a great, consistent crowd, and it was fun and great fights. And it went late. It went real late, and there was just some great fights. So thank you everybody who came out to that. Please come out for the number 220 on January 20th. We get the heavyweight title defended as well as the light heavyweight title defended. Two title defense, and it's only a couple weeks away. I think it's 3 weeks from today. So come on. 2 weeks from today? 2 weeks from today. Wow, I can't even count. So come on out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 220. No cover charge.
I believe 3 weeks from today is Rusev Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Rusev Day every day, isn't it?
Yes.
It's Rusev Day. Sorry, we have to make some sort of rhyme with it. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Enjoy Rock City Roller Derby. You can do the same with the Flower City Fear. Welcome to the show. It's the first show of 2018, and I'll introduce the cast and crew in the show. I am the Cash Man, your humble host here with Double B, Brian Burke, making his return.
Good morning.
How you doing, Double B?
Ah, it's a new year.
How are holidays?
They were all right.
It's a new year, baby. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. It's a new day, too. But nevertheless, everything going good?
Yeah.
Did Santa Claus
aren't that great when you work in retail.
So no. Santa Claus bring you everything you want?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Did you go out for New Year's Eve? Or are you like a little too old for that nowadays?
Yeah. We go somewhere every year.
Gotcha. Oh, well, welcome back, brother.
Nice to be back.
I see you got the Flower City Minicon coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're still working on a couple guests there, and maybe I should be back here next week again with my work schedule.
Okay.
Hopefully by then I'll have a wrestling guest announcement for June.
Ooh. Okay. Very cool. By the way, you know the artiste, his Chicago Steel, is having a wrestling day coming up with Jerry the King Lawler.
someone we know pretty well from last year.
So it's going to be Lawler Day, not Rusev Day?
Well, actually, it's Stone Cold Day, apparently. That's the day they're doing it on, but they only get Lawler, so I understand that. But, hey, we're also joined by Danger Boy. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Are you hunkering down in this ice town of Rochester?
Trying to.
Yeah, it is bad. It is bad. And
It's going to be 45, almost 50 on Thursday.
So I don't need to shovel till then, you're saying? Or, you know,
it's supposed to rain on Monday, so you should be okay.
It's okay because the Buffalo Bills are in their playoffs, and you know what that means? Hell has frozen over, obviously. Yeah, look out the windows.
Everything.
Yeah, look out the windows. But
there's windows?
All right. And, of course, last but not least, and thank God he's back. DC Dan Cole is back in the studio. Sorry, I get a little excited.
Good morning. Like, yeah, don't build it up that much. Like, oh. I definitely don't live up to that hype.
Dan, we missed you, brother. Man, we missed you.
I missed you guys. Yeah. It was so weird.
Yeah, it's like
stupid work overtime making me miss the pain clinic for 3 weeks.
You know, I mean, yeah. So
taken away. I lost 2 3-day weekends because of work.
Really? That's right. We had the holidays. Yeah, Mondays, man. It's like, ugh. We're all back together. We're all ready to talk wrestling 2018. What do we start with? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, we're on Facebook Live right now. So if you're a Facebook friend, come on in and see what the guys look like in the studio. And you can see Peter Burke, too, who's here with Brian Burke. So we've got, you know, we have the Burke representatives. You know, they're filling up half of the studio with the other half being Danger Boy and DC Dan Cole. You can check that out. And I'll come in and do like a little comedy routine when we're in a commercial break. But also, you can give us a call at 222-1280 star 1280 if you have a comment, question, want to talk about anything. A lot of stuff has been going on. In fact, you just heard right off the bat out of the show that this women's battle royale is not going to be 20, it's going to be 30. So we're going to have a lot of speculation on that to come. And you can also text us at 222-1280 if you're shy and you don't want to come on the air. Send us a text. It's a 585 if you're outside the area code. I love reading them. If they're funny, they're definitely going to go on the air. But let's talk about, you know, welcome to 2018. You know, we're going to do the painies, I think, next week. You know the painies every year, right? We do our votes. We vote on our awards, who we feel is the MVP of wrestling, amongst other things. We'll go through the categories later. But let's talk a little bit about going into 2018. What is the biggest news of this past week? Wrestle Kingdom 12?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about Wrestle Kingdom 12. If you guys had a chance to see that, you know what's funny is I had insomnia that night. I'm rolling over and I'm getting these messages at 2 a.m. It's about to start. It's getting ready to start. It's like 2 a.m. That's right. It's on the other side of the planet pretty much. Did any of you guys watch it live?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's tough.
I thought about it and I was like, I prefer sleeping.
It's a tough one. But man, there's like so many matches.
And with the length, when I was waking up, it was just ending. So.
Yeah, it would be like a whole night's sleep that you would have to give up to watch that because it went, 5 hours?
Yes.
But this is the one that we've been talking about with Jericho challenging Kenny Omega, coming out there in the middle of, after announced and beating Kenny Omega up relentlessly, as well as Don Callis and a bunch of other people, you know, got involved. And they're trying to build up the hype. And, I mean, and you guys, now let's talk about the match. What'd you feel about it? Be honest, you know, I mean, listen, it's hard for Kenny Omega to steal Match of the Year every year because he does.
They didn't go to steal Match of the Year. They went for an old school fight type feel like they used to. Like, these guys really hate each other. They're going to beat each other up. And they did a really good job with that. There's a lot of people who really love this match. I thought it was really good. I don't think it was the best match I've seen so far from Wrestle Kingdom, but I don't think it was supposed to be the best match. I think it was supposed to be a different kind of match. Every match on the show was kind of a different kind of match. It gave you a different feel every match you saw. It was awesome.
There's a lot of group matches, a lot of 3-on-3s and 4s.
They try to fit everybody in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it, as much as they probably won't admit it, New Japan stole a page out of WWE's book and had an attraction match. And that's exactly what Omega Jericho was, and it worked. Because their attendance this year was the best they've had.
Wow.
And they also, I guess, gained, from what Meltzer said, 20,000 on their streaming system, which I guess in Japan, the streaming devices don't sell. They can't sell Netflix. WWE Network has like 5,000 viewers there. They don't sell. So they're up to 90,000 And they think most of that came from the States wanting to watch this match.
Well, they were. I was hearing people, you know, there was, of course, the whole diatribe on that morning on Facebook and whatnot was everyone's like, who paid for it and who saw it for free? You know, it was. And then I said, if you paid for it, it was like $8 American. So it wasn't like you were losing a lot.
999 yen.
Yes. What did they say, about $8, I think?
Yes,
it was
$8, $9.
So it wasn't like expensive. And you got to see the great quality, and the streaming service was perfect. It always is. This is a big thing. They spend a lot of time and a lot of money. This is their WrestleMania. This is, you know, they kick off the year with a WrestleMania. So, you know, their WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom. So, and so overall, so, and you were happy with the other matches you saw?
I've seen about half of them so far. Kota Ibushi versus Cody Rhodes was fantastic.
I remember we saw Ibushi in Buffalo. Did we see him? Yeah, we saw him in Buffalo, I think. Wasn't he part of like a three-man tag?
No. Ibushi wasn't there.
No, who was it there? Okay, yeah, you're right. It wasn't it. But Ibushi.
We saw Suzuki.
That's right, yeah.
Who also apparently had a great match. I haven't watched it yet, though.
A lot of these guys were just in Buffalo, you know? So it's like, Danny, you thinking?
I was just going to say, we did. I mean, so far of the matches I've seen, I haven't seen them all. I'm watching them kind of match by match. My favorite one so far has got to be the four-way for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. That was...
Oh, is that Ospreay?
That was an amazing match.
Ospreay in that match?
Yep. Will Ospreay, Marty Scurll, Kushida, and Takahashi.
Takahashi, yes.
With Daryl.
With Daryl, of course.
Yeah, we saw him with Daryl, too.
But most of those, I think all of those guys we saw in Buffalo.
Yeah, yes, we did. We
every
did.
Single one of them.
Yeah. I was going to say these. And you know, and was Ospreay there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
He took on Punisher, Punishment Martinez.
That's right.
Ring of Honor's Roman Reigns.
Yes.
A much better version.
Yeah.
Who won my respect in the match, because that match was awesome.
That was an awesome match. It was, that's right. Ospreay, he's the one that was getting pushed to the moon in Ring of Honor for the very short time he was there, and then went back to New Japan. Very, very good wrestler, if you ever get to see the guy. But that's the one I definitely want to check out, too, because I hate to say it, but I went through and looked at the results. I haven't watched anything yet, but, you know, and just reading the results, it's like, oh, this sounds like an excellent match. So very cool. That there's just a, you know, you get a taste of everything. And, of course, the show starts off with the Young Bucks, you know, coming to try to take the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team belts. I think that's what they were called.
Yes.
For their seventh time that they won it. So. They always have the fans in their hands when they come out for matches. And you said Danger Boy was a little bit different wrestling kind of match. It wasn't like their average.
It wasn't their average, just complete spot fest. They actually did a wrestling match with some psychology.
Oh, yeah. They didn't bring out the rest of the Bullet Club, and then they all get to do like super kicks or, you know, crazy.
I mean, there were super kicks, yes, but it wasn't a cluster, and it was actually a pretty decent match.
Cool. Well, folks, if you never have watched this, find a way to watch this. You will enjoy Chris Jericho. And the thing is Danger Boy, as you said, as we came in today, that maybe Chris Jericho's not done with New Japan.
Well, they've posted on their website, right? He attacked Naito at New Year's Dash, which is their TV tapings after Wrestle Kingdom. So it'd be like their Raw the Monday after WrestleMania. And Jericho came out and attacked him, and they beat the hell out of each other for a little bit.
So Jericho might, you know, maybe he signed a longer stretch of a deal for, I mean, he's got some time off. You know, his band still is touring a lot. You know, they do shows like they bring him in. He'd be kind of like a John Cena. He can do what he wants during the week as long as he's there for that one day, you know?
I was talking to Danger before the show started, though. I told him, I said, I feel like this changes things for me. I can see Jericho kind of being okay with doing a one-off, at least in Vince's eyes.
Yeah.
But to work an extended period of time, it kind of makes me think something has to be up.
Yeah. Do you think, that, I mean, because he got the nod from Vince to do it, do you think he'll be back with
WWE? But he did it before he got the nod from Vince.
Yeah, he got the nod after he got the...
Oh, really? Okay, I wasn't sure of the timeline.
Yeah, he made his deal before he told Vince.
Oh, okay.
I mean, does it come back to Vince denying him for his cruise having WWE talent there?
No, that was Triple H.
Yeah, it was Triple H, okay. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's in the middle.
It's still the company, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's very loyal to them. He's loyal as a fault to them. If you've heard him when he's been on, he's always very, very loyal
to
them.
Well, he said in all the interviews he's done that he told Vince his deal. So, I mean, he wouldn't tell us if he was doing a multi-match deal anyways, because he likes to be tight-lipped about everything he does.
He likes the old school. He likes the high things.
And be surprising and all that stuff.
I mean, we didn't know when he was going to go beat up Kenny Omega when he came in for that press conference, you know, and before the match, so...
But if they're going to do a little program with him or like a match with him and Naito, then they can set it up. Because a lot of people thought he should have beat Okada. Like, it was the time to beat Okada for the title because there was nothing else for him to do. But now that they have this going on, maybe it's another way to get him up over more, and then he can go beat Okada for the title or whatnot.
I guess as long as John Cena's not posting Kenny Omega pictures on his Twitter account, I guess it's okay, you know? Because, I mean, you know, Kenny's come out in the last couple of interviews I've heard him where he's talked about why he doesn't want to come to the WWE. And he's got a legitimate gripe. A lot of
never
people
say
do.
Never.
Yeah, I know. And he's not saying never, but he wants to come in and say, this is going to be my name, and this is the way I'm going to be my character. And it takes a lot. Certain AJ Styles did that. Okay, not a lot of people do that coming in. They get new names and, you know, stupid.
Joe's
you know.
Done it.
But you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him come in as the cleaner or something, you know, that, you know.
See, yeah, but they would give him a cleaning gimmick.
Yeah, he come out with a mop.
See, but in one of his recent interviews, I'm more inclined to think that I don't think he would ever sign with WWE. Because if you a recent interview he did where he was asked about Shinsuke.
And how they misuse him.
And what they've done with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, you know, Shinsuke is great, but to be honest, he hasn't really done anything since he's been there. And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Aside from his very first match at TakeOver against Sami Zayn, really, what has Shinsuke Nakamura done? I mean,
won the 2018 Royal Rumble. It hasn't happened yet. But
hasn't happened yet. But
I have a feeling that you're dreaming on that one, Danger.
Who do you think is going to win? It's going to be a SmackDown guy.
Who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
I'm scared. I've been thinking it's going to be a Roman Reigns for quite the longest time.
Roman Reigns is going to win the Elimination Chamber. They got Raw pay-per-view between. They don't have a SmackDown.
Okay. Oh, maybe then if Shinsuke wins. Okay, that'd be something. But you know what? Shinsuke's been on TV for a year now. I mean, if that's the first kind of bite they're going to give him. You know, I mean, on WWE TV, he's been at NXT.
Hey, he beat up Dolph Ziggler a little bit.
Yeah, he beat Samoa Joe twice, I think, when he was in NXT for the championship, so...
I mean, he had a great run in NXT, but he has been absolutely wasted since getting called up to the main roster.
Cool. Yeah, I agree. And it's like, and you know, and Kenny Omega is not wrong by saying that.
No, he's not.
And he knows exactly. I mean, he knows. But you know what? I guess it's a difference too. It's, you know, some guys are like, I'll make a ton of money and do the same thing and not look like I'm going anywhere. You know, but you know, treading water in my career. But I'll be on TV every week. But I'll make a ton of money. So I guess it's really what you know, what your goals are when you come in. You know, it's like.
Really, here's all you have to look at. Over the past year, look at what has happened with Shinsuke Nakamura. Look at what's happened with Cody Rhodes. And you tell me which one you'd rather have.
No, you're right. You're right. Cody's definitely. And interesting that, you know, I was talking about last week on the show that AJ Styles got demoted last year, in the beginning of this year, or this past year. He got demoted to going for the U.S. heavyweight title belt. And then they realized at one point, you know what? This guy really should have the heavyweight title, and this nobody is following Jinder Mahal, and they put it back on him. But it was like it's almost like he was punished, you know. And it's like they probably convinced him by going, you know what? You're going to make this belt more relevant if you get involved in this. But in reality, to me, and I think to a lot of people watching, that was, I think, you know, a demotion. You know, you much like Roman Reigns holding the Intercontinental title. You know,
it's. That's if you still value the belts.
If you value,
if
the
you
belt.
Look at the belts as,
but Vince does. He uses the belts as weights, you know, and like how to move people around.
Then why does Brock have it? He's never there.
Because he is the biggest attraction on their company. He's the only one that actually draws money.
He is. Why don't we go to break on that? Give us a call 222-1280. Start 12. We've got a lot of deep psychological wrestling issues that we're going through, but we also have a women's Royal Rumble coming up, and we've got some other things to talk about too. So you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been sent here to deliver a very, very important message straight from the Cruiserweight Champion, Enzo Amore. Enzo writes from the desk of Enzo Amore. My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guy in the room. How are you doing? Well, I'm not doing so great. because Muscles Marinara has been flattened by the flu. Therefore, I will not be defending my Cruiserweight Championship tonight on Raw. Well, what do we have over here? A couple... No, that's not right. A couple of haters? A couple of haters? I...
Wasn't too long ago, Roman was calling himself a fighting champion, and all three members of the Shield, oh yes, they were all going to be great champions together. And because of me, the Shield will never be champions together. Because of me, Dean Ambrose is now a stay-at-home husband living off his wife's paycheck.
I have actually a bigger question. And many people have been saying this, and this is really big. Are you turning the Yes Movement into the Yep Movement?
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Wow, that was right after Kobe turned from Jamaican back to American. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I am joined by DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Blair, Brian Burke. Brian Blair. Remember the story he told us about the Iron Sheik Junkyard Dog sneaking crack onto a plane?
In the bag of popcorn?
Yeah. Wow, that was a crazy story. Brian Burke and Peter Burke, and I'm the Cash Man. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Sorry. Choking on my coffee here. Well, welcome back. And we're at Salvatore's at the garage door in Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 220. 2 weeks from today. Definitely come and check it out. Two titles being defended. Let's get back into... I love this music, by the way. Drew McIntyre's music. Unfortunately, the man's still hurt. He's going to be out for a while. He's still rehabbing. Did you see some of the pictures of him rehabbing with, like, the mechanical thing on his arm? Danger Boy?
I haven't actually paid attention to what he's been doing.
He's trying to work out. He's in a gym. They show him in a gym. He can do everything but one arm because he had a bicep tear at the end of that match with...
I know he said that he was going to try to be back by WrestleMania weekend, and that's pushing it.
Yeah, there's a lot
Who
of people.
Do you think he is John Cena?
Yeah, that's right. Never give up. But nevertheless, let's get back and talking about the wrestling and we'll talk whatever you want. I see we've got a few texts real quick before we get back into it. Morning, guys. Have you noticed? As soon as callers suggest Women's Royal Rumble, we get Women's Royal Rumble. Also, do you think we are finally done with Taker at WrestleMania? Also, guys, who would be your main event match for WrestleMania? Thanks, Rick. You got one more thing there? No, I'm kidding. Get as many questions as you can if you're texting. So, I haven't thought about the main event. Obviously, it's going to be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. And there's rumors we're not done with The Undertaker.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
When he shows up at the 25th anniversary of Raw, that he's going to...
Are we
going to
get the John Cena? Are we going to finally get the John Cena Undertaker?
That's what the rumor is.
And John Cena has wanted that for years.
I've heard John Cena, I've heard a tag match with Kane, but I'm more apt to believe the John Cena stuff because they're both part-timers. So.
Yeah, and John's not... Yeah, he can't really sit there and build up too much of a program if they're just going to do a one-off at WrestleMania. So, but beyond that, yeah, we've got Lesnar and Roman Reigns. You got me really thinking about the Royal Rumble now. It's like it's got to be a SmackDown winner. It's got to be someone AJ's going to go against and probably have a great match. And, you know, you're right with Nakamura now thinking about it, you know? Makes complete sense.
The texter said who would be your main event. I would definitely go Nakamura, AJ Styles.
Oh, definitely.
It's not what it's going to be.
Took the words out of my mouth.
No, but that'll probably be one of the last three matches.
Vince has a man crush.
I wouldn't
Roman
be surprised
Reigns.
They open with that match.
Oh, God.
It'll be on the pre-card. No, it'll be the three matches that they do before the show starts. You know, part of that 7 hour a day that we spend in front of the TV.
Well, to be fair, at least I think that's my problem. Like whenever they do the outdoor venues, to me, when they put a match of that high quality on at the beginning and it's still light out, I feel like it lessens the the attraction. So at least they're going to be in a dome this year. So
yeah.
I'll get the illusion. I can pretend it's close to midnight when I'm watching that match go on first.
Okay, because you know we can pretend that. You know, we could tape it and rearrange it, and you know you cut it and paste, and you could put it on last. You know, but it probably it's true. In a dome, you're not going to know if it's dark or light out. But
I just hope that they stagger the card a lot better than they did last year.
Well, yeah, there was
because last year it was way too front loaded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they jammed like four matches in after 10 o'clock. So it's like, what? You know, people don't make it that long. Little kids are sleeping at that time, you know?
Maybe. Okay, so we talked about how New Japan took a page out of WWE's book. Maybe WWE should take a page out of New Japan's book.
Start 2 hours early?
No. Do the match. Let the guys exit. Next match on. Enough with the in-between crap.
Yeah. The pre-produced build-ups and stuff like that.
We don't need it. We get it.
You'll see the same. We'll see this. I bet you we'll see a Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar one 4 or 5 times during the night before the match ever starts.
Show all those pre-produced packages in your pre-show. And
your
then
4-hour
cut the
pre-show.
Crap out of the main show.
Yeah. I got a message here on Twitter. It says, tonight on Access TV, Wrestle Kingdom at 8, 3-hour condensed.
Yeah, they're showing the highlight matches. It's something that Mark Cuban paid a lot of money for them to be able to do, too.
Well, Mark Cuban, I think, is realizing that he's making money off wrestling on his channel.
It's the highest drawing thing on his channel.
Yeah, and I think that that's why he's so into like investing into it, too. So he should bring Lucha Libre over, too. I think he had him at one time, and then they had to move off. But there's a lot of things he could be doing. You know, and you got JR doing the commentary, you know. And Josh Barnett. So it's like, I think that they did. Now, when you guys watched it on online, was it all in Japanese or did you have an American doing the commentating?
I've seen both so far. The first matches I watched was Don Callis and Kevin Kelly.
Okay. Don Callis.
Which was the live stream that they did. And then Ross and Barnett do it for the Access show.
Okay. So they probably have been compiling the footage this past week and putting it together and getting it down. So that's pretty cool tonight. If you have Access TV, some people get it for free on their cable system, some people don't. But if you get an opportunity tonight, 8 o'clock, you can watch Wrestle Kingdom, get a good taste for what that's like. And then speaking of other wrestling, Impact Wrestling had it. Well, it's a great numbers this past week.
And a loaded show.
You know what? We had not only was it a loaded show, it was the goodbye to the guy who started the show today here on the Pain Clinic, James Storms. He's done with TNA. Impact Wrestling. He's done with Impact Wrestling, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he was a mystery entrance into the Royal Rumble this year, now that he's free and clear. He is taking bookings, he said, but it didn't seem like he was too serious about it.
It wouldn't surprise me. I know he had an open door from Triple H when he thought it was time to come back. He said that in interviews before, so...
Yeah, so, and he had, you know, and they said, go do what you have to do. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, you love wrestling, but someone's offering you more money. You got to take the money, you know? And, but the potential to make money in WWE because it's a sliding scale for new guys is probably very desirable, especially if you know you're like a very, like AJ Styles. He knew he was a sliding scale. He was going to make his way to the top of the card eventually. Happened much quicker, I think, than even WWE thought about. I think the same would happen with James Storm. James Storm's a great wrestler, and he's a great personality. So,
and we can get beer money back.
You know, and
beer
people...
Money versus Bullet, I mean, Baylor Club?
Baylor Club, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that while we got a second to do. We got to see a little bit of the Bullet Club reunion on Monday night. The Good Brothers and Finn Balor. It's funny, is they're bad guys, he's a good guy. But when they're together, they're all the Bullet Club.
Well, they've been switching over. They haven't really been playing the bad guy thing up.
No, that's true, because people think it's funny nerds. When it says nerds. I know, that's... And I'm a dummy. I laugh when they say nerds too, because it's like, except for the fact that now it's, you know, it's like taking a while for them to get to that point in the conversation.
It's like the dam from Ron Simmons.
I know.
You knew it was coming. You just didn't know when.
Yeah, that's true, and you're so true with that too. So, but that that's I'm trying to think of what else we were going to talk about today, because unfortunately the printer died here at work. We got the 25th anniversary of Raw come up in a couple weeks. And apparently there's just rumors blowing everywhere about who's going to be showing up. Danger, you just said Undertaker's coming.
Undertaker's confirmed according to the venues. Well, yeah. One of the venues, because they're doing the Barclays Center and they're doing the Manhattan Center.
Yeah.
They're doing a dual place. Manhattan Center is where they had the first one.
Oh, they're going to do it both places? Yes. I know they kept saying that. I wasn't sure what they were talking about.
Yeah, they're going to do a
home
dual,
from the original Raw.
Yeah, it's going to be like WrestleMania 2.
Oh, so, Trump Taj Mahal. No, we're going to be in Madison Square Garden.
No, we're in Los Angeles.
We're in Los Angeles. Yeah, we're someplace. That'd be interesting because, you know, they probably could reenact the very first match on Raw if they wanted to. I think both people are alive, so it's like they could do a lot of things. But I know one thing we're going to get. We're going to get Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler as a team, possibly on a match. Who knows? Maybe they'll start the show up from from the smaller arena. It wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. But that's coming up in a couple weeks. It's going to be a big deal. I think they're making it out to be a huge deal. It's just weird that it falls like in the middle of January. But we'll see some more big surprises. I obviously Stone Cold Steve Austin probably will be one. You know,
Shawn Michaels is supposed to be there.
Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. I think Undertaker's an amazing one because it's like, you know, the guy who left his boots in the middle of the ring after WrestleMania. You know, we haven't seen him in a ring since, and we haven't heard from him since, except for that he's doing a show. I think in January, he's doing like a autograph show. Someplace in New Jersey, North Jersey, like Meadowlands, I think it is, a huge autograph show.
Well, it's going to be weird, that whole Raw, because they're going to do the 25th anniversary and everything, but it's to go home Raw before Royal Rumble.
So it makes me think is there may have more surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble, too, with all these guys in town for this, you know? They could pitch it. I mean, the women's is going to, you know, they've probably...
The women's has to have a lot of surprises because they only have 20 up on the roster and two of them aren't going to be involved.
That's true. That's true.
And you're not going to have both champions involved.
No, that's true. And neither champion. And then so that's two less. That's 18. But you've got a lot of women out there. Like I said last week, don't be surprised if you see Alundra Blaze, if you see Trish Stratus, Lita...
Beth Phoenix is going to be working with them.
Yeah, we're going to go to break on that. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can text us at that number. Got some more interesting news coming up. Seems like the flu hit the WWE a little bit this week, and maybe it's to our advantage, like you heard with Enzo Amore not being there. But we'll have to talk some more about that on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I've stood beside these two men, and I've stood across the ring from them, and I can tell you for a fact, it's much better to have them on my side. Plus, if it wasn't them, who else would it be? Just a couple of, what's that word?
Should we?
Give it to them. Nerds!
Whoa.
Funny.
That's so good.
This is Rhino, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, DC Dankel, and you. And don't forget the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. 2 weeks from today, January 20th, write it down your calendar. UFC 220 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. We've got two main event fights on the card for two titles, the heavyweight and the light heavyweight. And that will be 2 weeks from today, January 20th, Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Welcome back to the show. I already went through and said we are. I'm the Cash Man, by the way, and I'm with these guys, too. And we're going to talk more wrestling. I'm going to do a little bit of news here before we get too far. Daniel Bryan has come out in an interview this past week and said that if he is not wrestling, if you do not see him in the ring wrestling for WWE by, let's see, what did he say?
WrestleMania.
By WrestleMania, then you probably will never see him wrestle in the ring again for WWE. To me, they wouldn't be wasting all this time setting up what's on SmackDown if he wasn't going to be in a match. And if it is at WrestleMania, obviously it's going to be against Shane McMahon. So
I don't know. They did.
Is it going to be there or the Rumble?
It would
or
be
the Elimination Chamber.
Well, Elimination Chamber is a Raw event. So, yeah. But they did waste 6 months of him in the Miz for nothing. So
yeah, and I mean, you know, it's obviously that's when he was going through the testing and everything, and you know he was ready to come back, and they just said, hold on a second. Batiste, you know, it's like the guy, those dentists who like say, you know, it's okay to chew this gum. It helps fight, you know, cavities and stuff. You know, 4 out of 5 dentists.
He found the fifth.
Yeah. Well, he's got the 6 out of 7 doctors who say it's okay for him to go back. It's just the one doctor works for WWE who's the one who's a naysayer. So I'm thinking we're going to see him in the ring and they're going to build it up and it's going to explode. If not at the Royal Rumble sometime after that, you said the next one after that's a Raw. So it's got to be at the Royal Rumble or sometime between that and WrestleMania. We will get Daniel Bryan back in the ring, and it might be a toned down. You know, I would suspect they do something like possibly like a a street fight or something, because it would allow him not have to wrestle, but to go out and just, you know, pummel each other for 15 minutes, you know, in street clothes and whatnot.
It would make me actually interested in a Shane McMahon match.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Shane, you know. It kills me is, you know, the funny thing about this whole Shane McMahon's anger with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is he's mad at Sami Zayn because he moved Kevin Owens out of the way. But, you know, if he had hit him from on top of that cage, he would have killed him. he would have been digging a grave, okay?
What angers me about Shane McMahon is that Vince, it's nothing to do with Shane. Vince views him as one of the top, like, 5 draws in the company.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely convinced on that. You know, I mean, listen.
And he's paid us like that. Someone tweeted us the top 10 list of paid people last year.
Yeah.
And Shane was like number 7.
Well, he had to convince him to leave a company to come in and do that stuff.
Yeah, he's only paid as a performer contract, too. So he was making more money than like Randy Orton.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, no wonder Randy Orton has a bad attitude.
Often, isn't he?
Yeah, well, no wonder he has a bad attitude, Randy Orton.
It's Randy Orton's always had a bad attitude.
Randy, he kills me because he's like, I just go in and do what they tell me to do and leave. I'm tired of
this. If he ever applied himself, he would be really good.
Yeah, no, he would. He could, you know, I mean, he, you know, and it's like he only works with certain people he, like, are friends with. So, you know, like John Cena, and there's, like, you know, a handful. I mean, remember what happened to him with, Brock Lesnar there, you know? That graphic beat down that we got to see, which was terrible. Some other news that I mentioned, Shannon Baszler, former UFC star, now has made her debut or will be making her debut on NXT very soon. She was in the women's, Mae Young tournament, and she did the tapings a couple days ago. Yeah. She definitely, she makes her first appearance, and obviously that just leaks more of, when is Ronda Rousey showing up? Everyone's keeping their eye on what Ronda's doing.
The rumor is that, so Baszler's already signed in the contract. Rousey's not signed, but been training. The other two, Jessamyn Duke, and I forget the other one's name, were training, and then their training stopped. So the rumor is they're not doing the tag match anymore. That's going to be Ronda by herself.
Yeah, well, Ronda's going to win the women's battle, the Royal
Rumble.
That's
my guess, too.
Yeah, you know, it's good, and it's going to surprise the world. You know, but she's got to make an appearance before that date, or you can't blindside fans because she's been so out of the spotlight for over a year. It was a year ago when she lost between Christmas and New Year's when she lost her last UFC fight. Terrible fight.
I know. Seeing as they don't have pay-per-view buy rates anymore, and it's, you know, just a network, and the numbers going to stay the same regardless of what they do, as they've shown, they can have her show up at the Royal Rumble, and everyone will be watching Raw the next day.
It's true. No, it's true. And that probably is part of the beginning of it all. So, Danny, any thoughts on that? You think that they need, this is someone that will elevate WWE? I mean, I think she's serious about being there for more than one match, too. So,
I mean, done right, yes. It will raise the profile of WWE. It will raise the profile of the WWE women's division, which is kind of, at least to me, stale at the moment.
Yeah, it's been stale.
I mean, thank God
they're
bringing in these new factions on Raw and SmackDown to kind of liven things up.
By the way, I'm loving what Paige is doing on Raw. Okay, I don't know. I don't know why, but for whatever they're doing, I kind of dig the mean chicks kind of angle they're coming in with. But you're right, and that if it wasn't for that injection into what's going on, you know, and I like what's going on SmackDown too. I mean, the Riot Squad, is it Riot Squad,
yeah,
they call
yeah.
it? man, the one girl in the Riot Squad, I can't remember her name, but she's the tallest one of the three.
Sarah Logan.
I like her a lot. I mean, I don't know why. She's just got this look, and she's big. She reminds me of some of the bigger women's wrestlers. Because, you know, you got, you know, like Alexa Bliss, who's like, you know, tiny, and she apparently, you know, she has like that real Barbie doll look and everything. You know, not like Bayley. See, but Bayley's like a big girl compared to a lot of them. So it's like, I just kind of like, you know, I like the mix up of that group. But yeah, you're right. If they do it right, and I mean, they could have the Riot Squad. Who's the girl who's the leader of the Riot Squad? I know her last name is Riot.
Ruby Riot.
Think about that. They could have her in an MMA match with because she's the one that has the MMA experience.
No,
right?
She doesn't.
Oh, who's the one that has the MMA experience?
That's the one on Raw.
Oh.
Sonya Deville, right?
Sonya Deville, that's true. So, you know, I mean, they can go in a lot of different directions if they bring Ronda in. I think it's exciting, but I think maybe it's a year late, you know? I mean, it should have been when she was in, you know, not disappeared. I mean, she's going to be in a bunch of movies coming up, though. That's for one thing for sure, too. The women's version of Roadhouse.
But, I mean, the biggest challenge they're going to have is the fact that anybody that remembers Ronda at her peak is going to have a really hard time with the suspension of disbelief.
Oh, yeah.
That she's going to struggle with some of these women.
Oh, yeah. No, I think she's going to plow right through everybody.
I don't think she's going to struggle with anyone but Charlotte Flair or Asuka.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Maybe Nia.
And that's another thing, too. It's like we talked about this last week. Asuka has not lost a match yet since she's been signed by WWE.
Asuka beat the champion this week.
She did, but she hasn't lost a match. And someone said, yes, she lost a battle royale where she got thrown
out.
Doesn't
count as loss.
Yes. So, but she hasn't lost. And so what do you take? An undefeated woman, put her in the match where, you know, if you make her lose, it's going to hurt her esteem and her prestige a lot.
I think those are the only two people right now you can have. I mean, you can have like Becky Lynch or something work with her, but Becky Lynch isn't on that level currently. You got to have someone that actually knows what they're doing. And I love Alexa Bliss and love what she's been doing, but she's not enough to carry Ronda through a believable match. It's going to have to be Asuka or Charlotte.
Yeah, so Asuka's going to, yeah, maybe they'll change something up and make whoever wins the Women's Royal Rumble the champ, too, of whatever, you know, the brand they're
well,
on.
Well, Asuka might beat her before then.
You don't know?
Because Kurt kept pointing, it's like, this title's not for the match yet, or not for the, this match isn't for the title yet. You know, so they might do something there. Or, you know, the common thought is going to be Charlotte on the SmackDown side.
Yeah, well, because they have the past with the NXT thing where you had the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen, you know. And yeah, I mean, but they have to go back and get out the footage and start re-educating all the people who are watching about that whole thing.
And they'll have 2 months to do it.
And they do, and they'll get it. And so interesting. It's you have a lot of theories on what possibly is going to happen coming up. That's what I like, is when the door is so open, we're not really even sure ourselves. But that all started with, you know, Shayna Baszler starting in NXT this past week. We had some news, unfortunately. Mount Fiji from the original GLOW passed away this past week. Her name was Emily Doyle. She died at the age of 60. She was young to die. She was like one of the characters from the TV show on Netflix that they didn't call Mount Fiji, but it was her. She was like the number two girl in the whole group who got the financing for it and stuff. Or, you know, her parents or her family was in wrestlers and they trained everybody. That was who Mount Fiji was in the GLOW show on Netflix. Do you watch that, Danger Boy?
Yes, I actually enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Not for children.
No, well, no. Just skip the first episode. If you do, then yeah, there's a couple episodes.
And if you are children, watch the first episode,
please. If you're a fan of Community, the show Community that used to be on, you definitely want to watch the first episode.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Alison Brie, first episode's really great,
big time. Yeah. Yeah, something you see you've never seen before. There, we'll say that
really shows her acting ability.
Yeah, yes. We're going to go to break on that, and we'll be back on the flip side. We have one last segment. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Happy New Year! It's 2018 in the Pain Clinic. The Painies. We'll talk about maybe in the next segment some of the ideas of what we want to vote on and how you can be involved too. We'll be back right after this.
Y'all, this is Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse.
And this happens to be Shaggy Too Dope.
And you are listening to the Pain Clinic
on Hot Talk 1280
WHTK, baby.
Oops. No, you're not. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We recorded that like 19 years ago.
Yeah, listen, Insane Clown. But the only reason I'm playing is they're coming back to Rochester in a couple weeks.
Yes.
I was going to say, they're going to be at Funkin' Waffles. Maybe we can get them to record an updated liner.
I would love to see those guys.
Were they just at the German House like 2 months ago?
They were doing the 20-year anniversary of The Great Malenko.
Wow, has it been 20 years since that came out? Holy cow. Wow.
I just said we recorded that 19 years ago. I remember the Nitro we were at.
Yes.
I believe it was April. In April, it'll be 19 years.
Yeah, no pictures. That's what we were told. No
pictures.
They
weren't wearing the makeup.
They weren't wearing the makeup. No pictures. That's who we should bring, Brian. Bring Insane Clown Posse to Flower City Comic Con. That would be something, wouldn't it? You have like a concert.
You get sponsored in Faygo.
Yeah, Faygo.
Yes,
yeah.
Faygo.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. You got to clean it all up when they throw it on the ground. You know, but... it'd be something like a lot of fun. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Double B Brian Burke. DC Dan Cole rejoins us after both those guys after a break. And we have Danger Boy. And DC, some thoughts on the Painies.
Okay, we've been kind of racking our brains in here in between breaks. We have eight categories ranging from New Star of the Year to Match of the Year. And we have a list of nominees. What I'm thinking we'll do is we'll put out polls, very much like we did last year. And maybe, I don't know if I want to or not, we might throw up the option to add another. But I think you can rely on what we have here.
Sure. You mean your favorite Pain Clinic host?
We're not doing that again this
year. Good, yeah, thank you, because my heart can't take it another year. Okay.
So, like, for example, we have New Star. So we're thinking, you know, who are some of the new people we're seeing in NXT that have really made an impression this year? We have three people. We have Velveteen Dream, Lars Sullivan, and Nikki Cross, who I think are definitely some of the new people that have really made an impact on NXT.
By the way, Velveteen Dream just came back from injury, so he's back wrestling again after taking a couple months off. And
from what I hear, they just did the NXT tapings for this month, and he had a hell of a match with Gargano.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that show, and I believe it's going to be January 24th it shows.
For Breakout Star of the Year, we have Braun Strowman, Jinder Mahal, Cody, Marty Scurll, and Ember Moon.
No, Elias?
No Elias.
Oh, damn it.
He hasn't completely broken out yet. Next year.
Hey,
next year
it'll
be him and Rusev.
I walk with him, man.
We have three options for event of the year. We went with Wrestle Kingdom 11, WrestleMania, Orlando 33, whatever you want to call it, and NXT TakeOver War Games.
Oh. Ooh.
Tag Team of the Year. The Usos, New Day, Young Bucks, The Bar, and the Shield combo, we needed to specify, of Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah.
Female of the Year, Charlotte, Alexa Bliss, Naomi, or Asuka.
Well, it's hard not to pick who's going to win that one.
Male Star of the Year, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Kenny Omega, Kazuchika Okada, or AJ Styles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better have AJ Styles in there.
Then Match of the Year. Omega versus Okada. I mean, either one or two.
Yeah.
Even though there was three also, but one or two. Cena Styles from the Royal Rumble. Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream from NXT TakeOver. Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne, NXT TakeOver. And the Usos versus the New Day, Hell in a Cell.
That's good. You know what? Do you think about this one? How about Finn versus AJ that we got at what pay-per-view was that?
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, where they had to change it because everyone was sick.
We could put that in if you want.
I'm just wondering. I gotta think about it for a while because those are all.
That's
very
why
good.
Maybe we'll have that other.
Yeah, I was gonna say, those are all very good quality matches there. Oh, man. And we're going to let people vote on that, too. We'll have something up. If you go to our Facebook page, which we're live on Facebook right now, you go to our Facebook page, and Danny will put up the polls. I think he did a great job last year, and I appreciate you doing it again this year. And then next week, it'll be like award ceremonies. We'll be giving out awards all during the show, as well as promoting news and whatever else is going on. But, yeah, very cool. I'm excited. I'm very excited. It was a great year. This year's potential to be so much bigger, I think, you know, but I say that every year. I think it's, you know, when they built the build up starting, you know, remember last year we weren't really sure how WrestleMania was going to go. So I think there was a lot of question marks and it was very exciting going into 2017. So, I mean, you know, well, we have a little bit of an idea this year.
I'm just hoping that for like the first time in 5 years, I'm excited with the results of the Royal Rumble. Because it's been a very disappointing past for the Rumble.
Oh, no, 2 years ago.
Over the past several years.
2 years ago, you were really excited with the results of the Royal Rumble.
Financially, personally, yes. But as far as the storylines, where it leads, not so much. Like, granted, last year I'm thrilled that Roman Reigns didn't win again, but Randy Orton?
You know who's my outside shot? I know I want Nakamura to win. I know I've said Nakamura. I'm hearing that they're going to capitalize on this Rusev Day popularity a lot sooner than they have with other popularities.
Hmm. Interesting how what they're going to do with that. How we got, do we have Feud of the Year too? Do we have? Is that one of the lists?
I can throw that in there.
Yeah, because someone just called up and said, "How about Baldy versus Scott from Henrietta?"
Okay, now I don't want to do it.
No, we got to call. I want to do mention one thing in the news before we get out of here because we're getting close. They canceled one of those one of the WWE 205 live shows that they had promoted. They had the Kingston, Rhode Island, Lowell, Mass, and Poughkeepsie, and apparently this past week. One of them was due to traveling, was the Rhode Island show was canceled. So I hope it wasn't due to ticket sales or anything.
It honestly probably was.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It probably was. So, but that's a shame.
When you go out and you do something different like that and you're trying to establish it, you can't go out and charge $100 for closed tickets. It's no one's going to pay it. You have 8 guys on this brand.
And of course, the main event would be Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
So, which was definitely kind of odd, but when we all like exit the show today by walking with our friend Elias, I've got kind of, sometimes it gets old, but he's been very spot on the last few weeks. There's no other really big news besides I heard Ty Dillinger might be having a heel turn coming up soon. We talked about this last week. Revival should be back soon.
Well, they are back. They came back 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they came back, but. So beyond that, you guys, thank you so much for making it out. Thank you. Nice to see Double B and DC and Danger Boy this beginning of 2018. We appreciate you listening. And definitely go to our Facebook. Check our Facebook page this week and for the voting. And we'll have the big painies next week. Knew the Artiste was in town the week we did the Gary Mervis show. And it's like he wanted to come up and it's like, yeah. Artiste, I'm sorry. So Artiste wanted to do the painties then. It's like, no, we got to get out of here, man. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.